All right, we live Too Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Sunday, September 27th, 9:03 p.m. Whew. Been a crazy week, exciting week. Go get your Too Hard to Swallow podcast merch. I got the link in the description below. Damn, I couldn't say description, but yeah. So thank everybody who've been supporting. Thank everybody that will support. I appreciate it. Of course, everybody know we had Dion and Jackson. And Jackson is open for business. So everybody who got moved, who want to do better for themselves, don't fuck with the real Wakanda out here. And because a lot of shit about to be popping. You're about to see a lot of history being made. Before Dion made his announcement, we had a lot of stores that wasn't even carrying Jackson State merch. Now, I go in Dick's Sporting Goods, it's whole rows of Jackson State merch. Before, they weren't even fucking with it. So it's just amazing how his announcement just changes things, and he hadn't even stepped on the field or had no camps or none of that shit yet. So you witnessing history, some history gonna be made. It's been crazy. Come fuck with Jackson, California on fire, Texas overpopulated, Georgia overpopulated, Florida overpopulated, Tennessee, they on fire right now. So come fuck with Jackson. Cause we the next wave. New York overpopulated too, by the way. But yeah. We open for business. And it's been a crazy week. Stock market has been choppy, to say the least, up and down. I think that's gonna continue. The futures right now is in the green, all of it in the green, like the Dow up about 40%. S&P up about 33%. NASDAQ up 31%. So that's beautiful if it stay that way. But you never know what's going to happen. I heard something about Trump blocked the TikTok deal again, which that might be a good thing because TikTok, a lot of these apps, they spy on you, get your information and shit. And you never can be too sure with the agenda behind these apps. Because your information is priceless, you know. If they got your information, they know how to market to you. They know how to, change your behavior and fuck with your emotions and your moods and shit. So that's serious shit. Trump announced a Black America plan. Yeah. You heard that right. A Black America plan. Where he talked about spending $500 million or something on Black businesses. I kind of just glanced at the shit. I didn't read it. I'm just bringing it up so you guys can read the shit. I heard him say it, but do I believe it? No. I don't believe it. We need reparations ASAP. We need about $50 trillion. They can't say they don't have it because they passed out that stimulus. The coronavirus is still around. People still getting sick. So you had to be careful. The news not bringing it up no more. But shit's still real out here. So you had to be cautious and still wear your mask and all that shit. But yeah, I don't believe in all these politicians, they car salesmen and prostitutes. They just go into the highest bidder and they just talking shit. So I had to believe to see. I had to have a check in my hand before I believe some shit. So he was saying spending $500 million creating Black businesses and supporting Black businesses or whatever. But hey. Black people, we support ourselves and support our own businesses. We wouldn't need his money anyway. So that's what we continue. We gonna continue to do, and we improving, we getting better. It's a beautiful sight to see. Beautiful sight to see. So stocks that I'm looking at, and of course Tesla. I seen a building with a Tesla logo on the front of, with no Teslas in the building. In Pearl, right across the street from Miskelly's. Somebody let me know what's going on with that. I don't know how long it's been there. I don't think it's been there long, but it got Tesla on the building. No cars are in the building. I don't know, has that been there for a long time, or it just got up there? Somebody let me know. It's in Pearl, right across the street from Miskelly. Y'all let me know about that. So Tesla is always going to be fire. Always, I think. Because they more than a car company. They a technology company. Battery can go 510 miles and some shit like that. They can use that battery to make the cars cheaper. The shit is a technology company more than it's a car company. So Apple is always going to be on fire. Microsoft, DraftKings, been on fire lately, last month or so. It didn't even suffer a dip. It's just been going up. It's been going up, going up. So fuck with DraftKings, I'm telling you. And speaking of DraftKings, I just won last week, and I didn't even know I won money from the motherfucker. So fuck with DraftKings, I'm telling you. Apple, Microsoft, Tesla. So shit winning. And like you say, probably in the next 2 weeks, stock market will be back popping again, I think. And really popping in November. I think it's really going to be popping in November. Then it's going to crash again in December. So just be waiting on it. I'm definitely going to have an episode on it when it do crash. It's going to be choppy, even though right now the future's up. So go out there, invest your money so you can get more money. Help your family. Yeah, that's all I got. Go get the merch. Link in the description. Buy as much merch as possible because you know, we appreciate your support. Thank you guys for always tapping in. You've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I'm Bobby Crew Jr. Go get your merch. Until next time.